You are listening to Tarot Podcast Check. We have made it through these beautiful journey of the cycles of the moon. We started with the new moon in Aquarius, and we will end this journey with the full moon. The full moon will begin in Leo and begin to settle itself in Virgo. So just depending on how you read the full moon, you will either read it in the fire sign of Leo or you will read it in the earth sign of Virgo. Now, this full moon is known as the snow moon, or some will call it the hunger moon, because it enters into the coldest part of the winter. It was also hard to hunt during this moon cycle. So we're looking forward to basically the warmer months coming toward us, but we will end on this note and we will release all that was not serving us in this cycle. So the full moon is all about releasing, and furthermore, I will do a reading for each sign on what should be released and what should really be focused on releasing before you enter into the new moon in March. So let's focus on that energy. Remembering that I'm doing a reading for the moon sign. So if your moon sign falls within each of the zodiac signs and this resonates with you in your moon sign, then perfect. If it makes more sense for your sun sign, rising, or Venus, that is okay too. So let's figure out what we should release. And thank you so much for listening. Namaste. Let's begin with a very gentle meditation to begin our reading. This is a wonderful meditation for the full moon, for releasing and cleansing. So close your eyes, relax your body, find your breath. Take deep inhalations and deep exhalations. Inhale positivity. Exhale negativity. I am now choosing to cleanse myself and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to my highest and greatest good, across all planes of my existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. I ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. I am luminous, just like the full moon. So let's begin with releasing. I release the need for those things in my life that are not serving my purpose or higher self. I am not afraid to let go. In their place, I receive love, joy, and abundance. I love that. So we will begin with our readings, and thank you so much for listening. I wish you nothing but the best. And enjoy this beautiful full moon energy. Try to look up at the full moon, bathe in its beautiful light, remembering that the moon moves the ocean's water, and with us being mostly water in our bodies, we can feel that energy moving with us. As we release things that no longer serve us, we can begin to plant seeds and harvest what does serve us, remembering that we have that option as well. And I really love that. We're moving ahead with our intentions now, or we are accepting that our intention was not for the best at this time, and we'll release it and course correct now. I love that thought as well. And I'm going to see if I can leave us with any additional thoughts before we start our reading. Thank you for bearing with me. All right. Well, I think that's all that I have for the energy before we begin. So light a candle, listen. Namaste. Capricorn moon for this full moon in February, known as the snow full moon. This full moon, as I've mentioned before, is in Leo and Virgo, depending on how you read the full moon. Capricorn, you are an earth sign. You're very determined. This release for you is all about the Queen of Cups. But we pulled the Queen of Cups in her lower polarity. So remembering that the queen, when she's in control of her emotions, which is what the cups represent, she's just that. She's in control. She's operating from her highest being. She's ethical. She's compassionate, all of the things. Now in her lower polarity, she's drama and extremely emotional. And so let's unpack this a little bit more, Capricorn moon. When we think of the Queen of Cups, in her, I want to talk about her in her higher polarity, because I think Capricorn moon, you still have the time and energy to really attract and manifest the Queen of Cups in her higher self. She has this calm about her, this intuition, this emotional security that is bar none, right? Second to the king, she is in full control of herself. Now, you pulled her in her lower polarity, which means that there's something going on with you, Capricorn moon, that makes you feel emotionally insecure during this full moon. You feel this weird codependency. You are operating from a place of your lowest vibration emotionally, and you are feeling out of touch with your emotions. You may be struggling to express yourself effectively. You're bottling up your emotions, maybe, perhaps. You're going to reach your boiling point, Capricorn moon, and those around you are going to suffer for it. You have this dissatisfied, I should say. You're feeling a disconnection from your spiritual self. You might need to just release whatever is going on within you. First of all, by releasing your emotions, allowing yourself to feel them. You might be allowing your imagination to run away with you. I believe, and I'm not for certain, but I believe your reading for your new moon, Capricorn moon, was you were basically creating this drama. You had gone through a lot, and even though it was no longer still present, you still had like this PTSD from it. Well, this is showing that you're still kind of in that realm. Something's been just eating at you, Capricorn moon, and it's showing that you're still living in that vibration. So you're not manifesting what you want to be manifesting. You're manifesting what's in your subconscious. And this card is reminding you of that. You are unfortunately letting your emotions take hold of you inside of your head. Now, you're maybe becoming extremely moody, you're becoming unstable, you're suspicious, you're being overly secretive. You are an emotional wreck. You might even be becoming manipulative and vindictive. You might be making life a little bit difficult for others with your mood swings, Capricorn moon. You are playing on people's emotional heartstrings right now. You're taking advantage of that. You have some strong roller coaster like emotions taking place right now, and you are overly reliant on other people's emotions right now. You're creating this codependency. So however they're feeling, you're feeling, and however you're feeling, they're feeling, and you're projecting onto them and they're projecting onto you. This can also indicate that you might be abusing alcohol or substances right now. You might be utilizing, you know, these substances to kind of pacify yourself when you're upset. So this is really asking you to release that energy, Capricorn Moon. You were called to really set a higher vibrational intention at your intentional reading, and it doesn't seem like you have really focused on that throughout this cycle, Capricorn Moon. You're really being called to release this energy, release this negativity. And I think the best way for you to do that is by living in the higher vibration of the Queen of Cups, reminding yourself to make decisions from your heart and to use your head to make it work out. The power of your intuition will protect you from harm, and your constant kindness can accomplish much, much, much positivity in your life. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Capricorn Moon, and say that this is a time for you to really be compassionate, not only for yourself, but for others, to maybe do some major act of kindness in a multitude of ways throughout this full moon. You know, for you guys are very driven, and you're very driven by tangible efforts. So I say, you know, this is a time to pay it forward. You know, buy somebody a cup of coffee, pay for some stranger's lunch, go donate some time and money to a charitable cause. This is the time for you, Capricorn Moon, to seriously go do something that is outside of yourself. You are going to have to just force yourself to seek the higher vibration right now, because for whatever reason, you are sulking within self and you are wreaking havoc on your life. You are going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy if you do not get yourself out of this vibration. You have the free will to do whatever you need to do to manifest your dreams. And this reading, if you're listening to it, Capricorn Moon, is just a wake-up call to remind you to live from your higher vibration, to live from that place of love. I know you are being challenged right now, and you are completely victimizing yourself, and you have every reason to believe the hype. But I am reminding you through the Queen of Cups to seek the higher vibration of her. Be in control of your emotions right now more than ever, and go and give your time, money, energy, whatever you have, to someone less fortunate than yourself, to remind yourself that you are a queen and you are coming from a place of gratitude and thankfulness, and that you can align yourself with what's best. Enter into this full moon, Capricorn Moon, from your higher vibration, please. Otherwise, you will self-destruct and you will have to start from square one, and you still have the energy and the time and the will to turn this all around. So I really invite you to remind yourself that love is the highest vibration, and to find your peace. Namaste.